finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM show waiting.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. My guest, as he was last hour, he will be this hour, Tom DeWeese. The website, ladies and gentlemen, AmericanPolicy.org. And, Tom, before we go back to the calls here, what I said earlier, I mean, every once in a while I'm profound that I don't even know it. That's just the way I'm put together. I don't know. But what I said was, for people like yourself and other good people that have been in this battle for a long, long time, and we've been short of one thing, and that's boots on the ground. The foot soldiers, in order to carry out our political agendas, And I mean that in the most positive of ways. The Constitution, limited government, limited taxation, honest money system, fair taxation, the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. A responsible government, in other words. Let's just cut to the chase here. But I think what I see coming very, very rapidly here, Tom, on the horizon, is more and more good people coming forth. Because what they have become to think themselves as victims. So therefore, they are victims. And I have never run across a victim yet that is full of fire, vim, and vigor, that's full of passion. I see them neutered, defeated, slumped over, just walking zombies. And what I've been seeing in the last 10 years is more people coming out. But we have something that's missing here, and that's more educated Americans. But once that, and it's already starting to turn, and once that starts to gather ahead of steam, once people stop thinking of themselves as being powerless, being victims, oh, poor me, I'm just one person, what can I do? Things will turn around and change in this country in a very big way.
Yeah. We see it every day. I get phone calls and reports in here from people in, you know, out in the communities. I have such great admiration for them because it takes a lot of guts today to get up in a city council meeting or a county commissioner meeting or some other place where they literally, I know some people who have been forcibly thrown out of these meetings by big burly guards simply because they were trying to take their constitutional right to speak on the policies they were trying to put forward. This tends to make people very angry. And when they're taking their property or they're messing with their children or you know, all these other issues that we deal with, your right to the freedom of speech and so forth, your right to your religion. This makes people angry, and they do have a way of organizing and speaking out, and we see this happening more and more and more. And I said earlier that they are all victims of these policies, but they are certainly not, for the most part, defeated victims. They are just mad. And if we can bring all that together and get them to understand that all of this comes from pretty much the same central theme and can all be defeated by defeating the central evils that are perpetrating it, then I think we can pull them all together. But you know, this is the one thing I've worked on for 10 or 15 years, trying to get the education people, the gun people, the property people, all to understand they're fighting the same foe.
Exactly. And I see this as being literally a political maelstrom that needs to be unleashed that would make Katrina look like a Sunday morning rain shower. It's there. That potential is out there. It's just got to be brought forth, nurtured, cared for, and promoted. And we're here to do exactly that, folks. We'll get back to your calls right after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Obviously, something serious is going on politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
They say it is a conspiracy theory to suggest that the Bush administration is creating a North American Union. As Tom writes, they all shake their heads at this one with smiles on their faces, and they simply say no, there is no effort to create a North American Union. Au contraire, Bush administration security and prosperity partnership is not using the Council on Foreign Relations report as a blueprint for the plan, and certainly not, there are no plans to throw out the dollar for the common North American currency called the Amero. The SPP says the myths and facts section of the SPP website, put there to calmly put down those darn conspiracy theorists, by the way, is not an agreement, nor is it a treaty. In fact, no agreement was ever signed. The document proudly states, well, the truth is, folks, on March 23rd of 2005, President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin met at the Bush Ranch in Crawford in what they called a summit. After the meeting, the three heads of the state then drove to Baylor University to announce their signing of an agreement to form the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Today, 20 working groups operate out of the offices in the Commerce Department. In our Commerce Department, ladies and gentlemen, preparing policy papers, memorandums of understanding, the trilateral declarations of agreement, laying the foundation of how the agreement will work. Each working group has a counterpart in the other two nations. The Bush administration refuses to release the names of the members of the working groups, members of the groups, and top administration leaders, including the Secretaries of Defense, State, and Homeland Security, have attended top-level meetings in Canada and Mexico to discuss the SPP policy, such as demographic and social dimensions of North American integration. But we're just conspiracy theorists. No, what we're talking about is a conspiracy fact. And, you know, I've said this to you before, Tom. You know, I don't care about Iraq right now, as far as President Bush goes, because this is a policy blunder, obviously, that he's made. He's trying to strong-arm people and supporting this illegal war, which is illegal. It wasn't Congress that declared a war. And, by the way, I thought the war was over in 2003. Oh, that's right. We're funding and fighting the 100-year war on terrorism that our stinking policies here are literally creating. Having said all that, if you take a look at this, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact on the part of our own government coming right out of the Commerce Department.
Well, you know, they're the ones who try to keep these things in secret. I've always said if somebody is doing something they believe in and they're proud of their work, why are they afraid to talk about it? I didn't see any reports that President Bush mentioned the Security and Prosperity Partnership in the State of the Union last night. In fact, what he talked about were totally contrary to what the SPP is designed to do. He talked about defending the border. The SPP is openly calling for getting rid of the border. And what's interesting here, you know, I've been talking about the power of the other side and what they can do and how they can build a force to just, you know, roll right over you. We are seeing now an organized effort. I believe it's an organized effort. I will say right up front, I cannot prove this at this point, but observation tells me that I'm right about this, that there is an organized effort to squelch us talking about this North American Union, to make us look like a bunch of lunatics and just dismiss us. And one of the leading voices in that effort is a gentleman by the name of Michael Medved. I don't know how many people know who Michael Medved is, but he is considered to be a mainstream conservative spokesman, has his own radio show, writes a blog on Town Hall, and back on December 28th, he just went on an absolute rant, and he said, "This paranoid and groundless frenzy has been fomented and promoted by a shameless collection of lunatics and losers, crooks, cranks, demagogues, and opportunists who claim the existence of a top-secret master plan join the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in one big super state to replace the good old Yankee dollar with a worthless new currency called the Amero." And on and on and on, talks about the Trans-Texas Corridor and so forth as all just being total lunacy. And he's done this now twice, put these diatribes out. You know, this is the effort that they're trying to do with us. The fact of the matter is that the SPP does exist, and the policies of the SPP are moving towards getting rid of our borders. They're putting this Trans-Texas Corridor is designed to have goods literally loaded in containers in Shanghai, China, sailed across the sea to Mexican ports, put on trucks, and those trucks go up a highway that goes from Mexico up through the United States, up to Canada, where there literally is no one who stops it at the border, looks in the back of the truck, looks in the containers and sees what's in them. They're going to use gamma ray radio frequencies to just kind of shoot at the truck as it goes by. As you know, a lot of products today have these little radio frequency tags in them so they can tell what it is and so forth. But those radio frequencies aren't going to pick up terrorists in the back of the truck, illegal aliens in the back of the truck, or illegal drugs in the back of the truck, because they aren't going to put those radio frequencies in them. So, you know, this is about security is absolutely ludicrous. All we're saying here is this is nuts. This needs to be looked at. We need to talk about this. We need to have people understand what's going on here. But these 20 working groups are working on all kinds of policies: immigration policy, economic policy, environmental policy, trade policy, back and forth. They're putting papers back and forth. They're signing off on them. They're creating new regulations. They are literally changing how we operate in this country, and there's no debate on it. That's our problem with this.
And Congress critters in Washington, D.C., they'll feign ignorance on this deal. But yeah, bad news, good news travels fast, bad news travels faster. I don't think that there's one person with inside the Beltway that can actually say that, no, I don't know anything about the North American Union. They may feign political ignorance, but that's not going to wash. There have been more people that have been in contact with their senators and the congressmen. They have been made aware. They know. So this conspiracy of silence from our Congress critters on the Hill, that's why I'm saying, Tom, I think if we had a different band director up there, I think we might be singing a different tune in Washington, D.C.
But I have, you know, we put together this North American Union fact sheet, which, by the way, I just updated yesterday, four more pages to it to answer Mr. Medved. But we put out about 200,000 of these, which is just a drop in the bucket to how, who we need to reach. But that still, I have never received such a response to any issue that we've put out in the mail or that we've talked about. People are outraged, mostly disbelieving, and they want to do something about it. If we could reach 200 million Americans instead of 200,000, we could turn this thing around overnight. People do not want this, and they, you know, it's very obvious they're being lied to about it.
Well, that's why I made mention of it earlier, that it's more important for the people that have the experience, that know what they're doing, that have a working base right now to expand that and to get their voice instead of out to a couple of thousand people, literally to a couple of million in a shot.
Yeah,
that's the way it's got. That's the way it's worked, and it's working quite nicely.
We are having just information on Monday, this coming Monday on Capitol Hill. We're having a meeting. We are creating a coalition to block the North American Union, and people like John McManus and myself and Jerome Corsi and Howard Phillips are the steering committee for this, and we've got about 50 organizations who've signed on to this already. And what we're going to try to do is put together a plan to get this out legislatively, get it out in the media, get it out in the grassroots, and begin to spread this message. And we're hoping to make the coalition is you know, bigger, getting, you know, reaching more people. But this is the beginning of the effort to do that.
And I might make mention here, folks. There's a lot of people that are doing a lot of good work. Tom, I don't know that you have any time during the day to even scratch your head if it itches, but there's a lot of people out there that have been compiling this, been writing about it, that are good writers, and you're listening to one right now, not myself, Tom DeWeese. I write very little. I do my best work with network and affiliations and stuff like that. That's my bailiwick. But take advantage of the people that are doing the work. They've already done it. All you've got to do is pick it up and carry it to someplace else, to somebody else. That's what this is all about. It is literally a grassroots endeavor in this country. I hate that term grassroots because it's been overused. Until we come up with another term, we'll just stick with that one.
The folks back home.
The folks back home. The good old people. Whatever. When mom was mom and dad was dad and men were men and women were women and cars were cars.
Yeah. We've got on our website, by the way, the North American Union fact sheet that we've created. And, you just can print it right off of there, print as many copies as you want, pass it around, do what you want to with it. And as I said, we just updated it. The updated version isn't on there yet, but it will be by this time next week. And, it answers, I think, pretty much every question is in simple language as I can possibly write it without going into a lot of detail. There are detailed articles out there, but this one was designed so the average person could just grasp it pretty quickly.
Well, also on your website, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't listen to the radio every day, we know that people's lives are busy. They're compounded by a lot of stuff that they don't have to deal with. But suffice it to say, we know that a lot of people are short of time. Well, how about going to AmericanPolicy.org and sign up for their free action alert system? You get emails. This doesn't cost you anything. Tom DeWeese and the gang up there at the American Policy Center will send this out to you free of charge, and it just shows up on your email. Now there's something that it's free, folks. I know people like free. Okay. and we do as much as we can to spread the message and make it as easy as possible for people to join us in this fight of the restoration of this great republic. Most important, that you become involved. We'll take the break. We'll roll your calls right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Isn't that timely? I'm looking at AmericanPolicy.org, and what do I see? Sledgehammer and the APC Newswire. The name of that song, by the way, folks, was Sledgehammer. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Did you start the program talking about the North American Union?
I do believe we did.
Okay, well, one thing I can ask your guest is if he heard of the comments that Jeffrey Bennett made a few weeks back on your show regarding the Amaro bean and banks.
Yes.
Does he have that or not that knowledge?
I don't know. Tom, did you hear that we have a bank employee located in Phoenix in one of the major national banks that the Amaro is palleted up? It's sitting in vaults not only in Phoenix, Arizona, but across the country.
No, I didn't know that. It is interesting that there is a video on the web right now of an MSNBC interview with a gentleman who's with an investment firm talking about the slide of the dollar, and he comes right out and says, one way to protect yourself from that is to invest in the Amaro, and goes on into it. talks about North American Union, flat out talks about it. And so, you know, that's on the web right now from MSNBC.
Yeah, and the latest word I got on this is that a Fed marshal near retirement, and he's one of these people that we would refer to being one of the good old boys, Tom. He's overheard some awareness and felt compelled to share this, and basically what he said, and this is based on hearsay, so folks don't start jumping out of windows or jumping off bridges here, but he's saying that the hearsay is that the Amaro, and I'm reading exact words here, the hearsay is that the Amaro is 30 days from introduction and that the initial exchange rate will be about 4-1. So that is the information we have, but it is, we're waiting for the pictures on this deal, actual proof of the pallets of the Amaro just sitting there waiting for distribution. We don't know the timeline on introduction, but it's going to happen, folks. And we're patterning ourselves after the European Union. They have their euro over there, which, by the way, Tom, a lot of people are going back to a dual currency, Deutschmarks, and you name it, Italy, France and other countries over there have just had it up to their eyeballs with the Amaro because they're trying to foist one currency on different countries. They all have their own economic circumstance. They all have to deal with different things, and this is not working out for them. So there is a quiet rebellion going on in Europe right now against the euro.
Yeah, they are doing that, and that's absolutely correct. You can't. That's the whole fallacy of all this globalism. The only people who really have a legitimate reason to talk about some sort of a globalist system of one currency and one set of regulations and so forth are international corporations. And if you look at it from their point of view, you can fully understand how they don't want to deal with all these different countries and all their currencies and all their problems. They want to have one set of rules. That's just more efficient business. But that is too bad, frankly, in my estimation. There are reasons why we have different countries and why we have different cultures, and this is just not going to work. And you know, the Tower of Babel is what we're trying to put together here.
That's right,
John.
Yes.
One more question regarding Senator Ron Paul. This electronic voting system that's in, is that going to make something of an issue all through the whole election? And also, isn't Tom Tancredo, is that his name?
Tom Tancredo, Republican out of Colorado.
Isn't he running too?
I don't think that he is, but you know what? Now that you mention that, I did not hear any names thrown out as a running mate. But, Tom, what do you think is Tom Tancredo for vice president?
Well, I've heard that mentioned by some folks who are close to Ron Paul, frankly. Not official or anything like that, but I've just heard that thrown out. But I also have heard that Tancredo is talking about throwing his hat in the ring anyway. But, you know, a lot of people do that.
Sure.
And they test the waters and they see how it goes. And sometimes they do it so that they can vie for a vice presidential spot. So a lot of reasons why people throw their hat in the ring.
Electronic voting?
The electronic voting, there are a lot of inroads are being made on that. We've got a couple of years to work on that before we have a national election. And apparently the way this is going is, the ballots will be cast electronically, but you're also going to have a paper receipt.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so a lot of good people have been coming forth. And Tom, I got to admit to you, Mr. DeWeese, I was one of these people who was throwing in a towel on the matrix that they have created. And I just couldn't get past the point of the voting thing, and, you know, it's all fixed, and we should stay out of that deal. And I've become to realize that any legitimate government is just that. It's either legitimate or it isn't. Now, we want legitimate government, so it's going to be up to us to restore that. And the only way that that can take place in this country, short of an American Revolution, the Second American Revolution, is to reinstitute the original government that was intended by our founding fathers in this country. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's something that is tried and true, proven. It was already there. The only thing we're doing is restoring. That's the only thing that we're doing. And restoring what was great in this country, folks. Why do you think we used to be the envy of the entire planet? We'll take the break here. John in New York, Wes Arkansas, Andy, Mary, Jim Dillon, all of you folks, you'll get your crack on this edition of the National Intel Report with my guest today, Mr. Tom DeWeese. The website, AmericanPolicy.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back to the telephones. John in Michigan, go ahead, sir. Is he still there? John? Going once, going twice. All right, thanks for your call, John. John in New York. Hello, John.
Yes, okay, great. The Ron Paul thing is make a good sci-fi movie until it really happens. You know, I'm thinking about all the people, players they put in DP, just kind of like people playing around with football, and, you know, how to make the perfect football team. But also I'm thinking about we got a long road to hoe before we get there. We got possible bird flu, you got possible red alert, and you got a monkey.
All inconsequential nonsense fear tactics,
right?
They've been trying to foist on us, yes.
But if they really thought that he had a chance at winning, maybe we end up with a dictator as he pulls something off to make the elections null and void, that kind of thing.
You were not talking about Ron Paul. You're talking about President Bush.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's qualify that.
I'm sorry. I'm all over the map. I'm sorry. But... yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, we got a long road to hoe to get there, so we got a lot of battles to keep on the far forefront until we get there. And I might put my two cents in. I'd like to see maybe Dr. Stan Monteith as the VP. You know, it's kind of fun to put a couple things in like that. Maybe patriot woman? Or
I think, you know, as far as he goes, I think he would probably be a possible candidate maybe for a cabinet member.
Right.
Maybe, Tom, who was Coop the head of there? He was a medical doctor.
Oh, the Surgeon General?
I think he'd make a great Surgeon General because, well, they're both doctors.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So they have something in common.
Sure.
And it might be a good way to play the ticket to have a person of color in there or a woman that's a patriot. I was thinking that way it'd be the first time for that.
Well, with the draw, though, I mean, we were talking about in the first hour, John, the draw that Ron Paul has, it crosses the proverbial aisle. There's a lot of Democrats that would join the Ron Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And what he would be doing is crystallizing this in people's minds. You know, are you for freedom? Well, who would come out and say, no, they're not for freedom? You're not for national security? Well, of course I'm for national security. This guy is politically savvy. He's managed to stay alive in Washington, D.C. all of these years. His past election here in Texas, even though they redistricted him down here, trying to waylay the guy, he still ended up with 65% of the vote, exactly the same vote count that he had before the redistricting. So the people, the base is there. And once more people find out about Ron Paul, first of all, there's one thing that people ought to be relieved of. Yeah, he's a politician, but he's not a lawyer. He's a doctor. Okay, so you know that right out of the chute. But his appeal is going to be broad-based. This man has a chance to speak, and American people hear what he literally has to say and why he's saying it, and then take, and you know, rather than doing these hit pieces, as Tom suggested earlier, how they deconstruct people with the power of the Republican Party, but given an equal opportunity face-to-face to his detractors or his dissenters, he could eat their lunch. Here's the advantage that Ron Paul has that the other side of the aisle doesn't have. And then whatever aisle you're on, he's got the truth. And that is a very, very potent and powerful weapon.
But I'm also looking for more of a household name. So I was thinking, who would be a household name? I was thinking, what actors are patriots? And the top one I can come up with is Randy Quaid. I don't know how much a household name he is, but he's maybe... That would add something to the ticket.
Yeah, I don't know if we got to go Hollywood on this deal, though. I don't know that we have to do that.
Well, I was just looking for all the help we can get from there.
Well, it might be interesting with as many people. I mean, Aaron Russo is somebody out of Hollywood. Charlie Sheen is somebody out of Hollywood. There are a lot of actors that have come out of Hollywood that haven't gotten their series renewed or movie contracts because they're not politically correct. They're not the go-along, get-along boys. There have been many people with notoriety, once you see their face and hear their name, go, oh, I know who that guy is. There'll be droves of those people coming forth.
I was quite impressed with Randy Quaid. I listened to a couple of his lectures from the old 2000 Patriot Expos that he did, several speeches that sounded really, really great. And the last thing I'll leave you guys with is, how does it feel to be a prisoner now? We have to get our slips from our master in order to leave the country or get back in.
Yeah.
So we're all in jail right now.
Well, but it's just for your security so they can ferret out the terrorist.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the show, guys.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call. Yeah. Like I said at the top of the program, folks, the only terrorist organization I can think of that is active inside the United States is operating out of the White House right now. Wes in Arkansas. Hello, Wes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I wonder if you guys have seen the MSNBC live vote poll that asks the question, do you believe that President Bush's actions justify impeachment?
I saw the refresh me, because I just saw the printout the other day, and I was going to make mention of that again. I think I talked about it once, but go ahead.
As of right now, well, the questions were, number one, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? Your choices were yes, between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more. There's plenty to justify putting him on trial, one. Two, like any other president, he's made a few missteps, but nothing approaching high crimes and misdemeanors. I'd like to throw treason in there. The third section selection would have been, no, the man has done absolutely nothing wrong. Impeachment would just be a political lynching. And the last is, I don't know. As of right now, there's 406,500 responses with an 87% yes, impeach him vote. On MSNBC.com, I thought that was staggering.
And Tom, I want to throw a little something in here in the mix. I don't care about his failed policies, Congress abrogating their responsibility in a declaration of war against sovereign nations. We'll leave that go by the wayside because Nancy Pelosi already said that, no, I'm not in favor of impeachment of this president. Well, let's not impeach him on that. Let's impeach him for treason. Let's have him stand trial for the SPP agreement that he signed with Fox and Prime Minister of Canada. We can nail him. We can nail him on treason against this country.
The question is not whether we can or not. It's which issue do we pick to do it on? There's 50 to pick from.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I have a supporter who calls me every week like clockwork to give me that message. We need to impeach President Bush over the SPP. And so, you know, that, I get that stuff. I think we can move that way, but before we can do that, we've got to get the message out that it's happening. And they have been fairly successful at this point, keeping it very much under the radar. And, again, that's what this meeting is about Monday, is figure out how to burst through and get it out there. I think once the American people know what is going on and the extent of it, then that could be a very distinct possibility. And I'll tell you what, if they're right about the Amaro coming out in a month, I couldn't ask for anything better to get this thing out and to say, look, we're not crazy. Here it is.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know if I'm in favor of the Titanic's bow dipping under the waves before, you know, people get the idea that the ship is sinking. I don't, you know, we're going down this slope here.
I'll take
here.
Any tool I can get at this point.
I understand.
But I'm going to do it anyway, you know.
But is that just the thing that we need to slap these idiots up beside their head, though? I mean, is it going to take something that drastic? And I'm afraid it's going to.
It might.
Well, and people in their comfort zone. I just had dinner the other night with a guy that I respect and his opinions, and he is hot on the money issue. He's laid out in exhaustive detail how many things are wrong with the system we have in this country, and he says it centers around the funny money system, the fiat currency we've been dealing with. He said, do you realize how many of our problems would up and disappear if we were on a constitutional-based money? Did you realize how many things could go right? We got so many things going wrong. So, you know, pick your poison. You know, I mean, what pill do we have to swallow here to get this thing going? I can't imagine a country surviving with a currency that's lost 98% of its worth. You know, they have to replace it with somebody, or something rather. They have to replace it with something else. Now, they could come out and revalue the American dollar. Say that you got $100 in the bank, and they said, well, you know, we were in economic dire straits, you know, all these things ganged up on us, and we're real sorry your $100 is gone, but don't worry, the $10 that's in the bank right now is solid 100% currency, and it can be trusted. Any way they do this, they're going to have to do something. Any of these fiat currencies, they've never survived longer than 100 years. They can't. And what are we coming up on the anniversary of? Oh, that's right, almost the 100-year anniversary of the fiat money system and the creation of the privatized banking system inside this country. Almost 100 years. 5 years off of it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wes. Appreciate your call. Andy in Illinois. Hello, Andy.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Just a couple points. Don't impeach Bush. Impeach Cheney. And the reason why I say that, if you get both of them, Cheney and Bush, who's next in line? Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And second point, this is for one of your earlier callers. The one thing I've been doing over the last 15 years in terms of basically picking the president, look at what groups they belong to, CFR, Trilateral, or Bilderberg.
Right.
Hillary, she just went to the Bilderberg meeting last year. So it's pretty much a shoe-in. They're definitely going for her. Now, if we can get more boots on the ground, and we have to get Ron Paul's name out there quick and dirty. We're running out of time.
No, I understand. Well, we've got a little less than 2 years to work on that project. And it's going to be, Tom, the way I see this, this is going to be up to the people. If the people want to change, they'll crawl back into that matrix, clean the scum out of it, and let's set this ship aright. Let's set it back on its true course, or not.
If we've got to get away from this idea of, well, I can't support him because I'll just be wasting my vote. I'll have to support somebody else who can win.
Right.
You're going to hear a lot of that as this goes along. They're going to try to marginalize him, and they're going to try to say, we can't win, and you don't want to waste your vote. I always felt that if I voted for somebody who espoused my principles that I believed in, they believed in the same things I do, and even if they lose, I didn't waste my vote. I wasted my vote voting on somebody who was my enemy. And so, you know, this whole idea we've got to get rid of, we've got to come together, probably like the Republican Party did in 64 behind Barry Goldwater. You know, even though that was a huge loss at the polls, it galvanized an entire movement. And, you know, for a while, it did a lot of great work. And, you know, we need to get that kind of excitement again behind a candidate.
Well, speaking of galvanizing, this thing with Ed Brown in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
if something goes sour with him, that could be the kickoff right there.
Well, and I hope that doesn't take place. And, Tom, I don't know, you might be at a disadvantage here. The Ed Brown, he's up in New Hampshire. His wife, I misspoke yesterday. I said she was a chiropractor. She's not. She's got a dentistry business. He's worth a little bit of money, and he has refused to pay his federal income taxes because there is no law. It's just compulsory that you take part in the system. If you don't, well, we'll make sure that we do it at the point of a gun or confiscation or whatever the case may be. The guy is well-known and liked in his community. He's worth millions of dollars. This guy has thrown down the gauntlet and said no. Tried to make a deal with the IRS. They got him inside the court system. He said, look, you're saying I owe $625,000 in back IRS taxes. Fine, I'll pay it. No. They wouldn't let him do that. They have got to find him guilty in a court of law. And he's just not having any of it. He's not going back to court. He said, I'm on my property, and this is where I'm staying.
You know, you've seen the Aaron Russo film where he just keeps asking every official he can find in the IRS, where's the law? Just show me the law. And not a single one of them could do it. It doesn't exist.
All right. Andy, I thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Marianne in Arkansas. Hello, Marianne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Stadmiller.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and also Mr. DeWeese, you also. First of all, this North American Union, yes, it's absolutely top priority, and it's got to be defeated. I'm looking at a magazine from, it's called The New American,
uh-huh.
and they've done a special issue on the North American Union. And I got this. There was a caller into Derry Brownfield's show the other day, and Mr. Stadmiller, if it'd be all right, I'd be glad to give his name and number. And all I did was call him. He sent it to me, and then there's information if you want more copies.
But please do.
All right, his name is Don Crowell. His number is 573-221-5995. 573-221-5995.
And you said his name was Don Crowell?
Right, and there's a website also. It's called newamerican.com, newamerican.com. And if Mr. DeWeese would, I would appreciate him speaking about the Heartland USA party and whether or not they may be backing Paul or if they know that now. Another caller earlier had asked about some way to put website up where we could connect some dots.
Right.
Who's who and how they... I've got a website that I found that was very interesting to me, and that is called global-elite.org. And that will give you some real insight into who's in, you know, whether it's government or corporations, that's an eye-opener, or non-governmental agencies and how these people are interconnected. It's unreal. And if I may say one comment about the Border Patrol agents, if you don't mind, Mr. Stadmiller.
Sure.
While we've been talking here, we know that they're in prison. There was an article yesterday in WorldNet Daily, and... Border agent Ramos has been assigned to solitary confinement. He's in a cell the size of 6 by 12 feet with a steel door and probably no and absolutely no window. He probably does not have sufficient air. He gets water when they feel like giving it to him or he's drinking it out of commode. And, sir, I don't want to be crude, but we don't have to speak to men about what men do in prison, okay?
I understand.
All right. There is a bill, H.R. 563. If everyone would call Pelosi, and ask her to please bring that up for a vote. Call the senators, ask them to bring up one. But President Bush has decided now he might entertain the idea of some sort of a, you know, release or pardon or something, at least till they work their appeal through. But I don't care what happens. There ought to be a way we can move on the system to get this man out of solitary.
I understand. There's a lot of people that are being picked off individually, and that is going to continue until we decide to band together and stand together. Well, that is our greatest protection.
What I would ask for today is for everybody to obliterate the White House and Congress with their phone calls. I mean, I'm looking at it, if this was my brother and he was in solitary suffering what this man may be suffering, I would be drilling through concrete myself to get to it.
I understand.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank both of you.
Thank you, Marianne.
Yes,
I appreciate your call. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. You know what? Hold on, Gary. We got to take this break. Just looked up at the atomic clock on the wall. Gary, Peter, and Jack, we'll get all your calls in. I'm going to ask you to be succinct and quick. If you've got a comment, make it, or a question, please ask it. I want to get these last three callers on in the last segment of the National Intel Report with my guest and friend Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Roll these remaining calls quickly. I'll ask you callers to be brief in your comments or your questions. For my guest today, Mr. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org, Gary in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll try to make this really quick.
Okay.
You know, for a running mate for Ron Paul, the name is Cynthia McKinney, the black gal from Georgia or Alabama, I'm not sure.
That Georgia, that might be an interesting choice.
Yeah, because that would kind of bring the blacks and the whites in this country together, which needs to be done.
Right.
Plus, her last act in Congress, I guess, was to impeach Bush. I think that'd be one hell of a combination.
I would agree to that only, Tom, what do you think on this? I would agree only if we can wash the rest of the Marxism out of her little soul.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think there is a corpuscle in her body that matches anything Ron Paul believes. The woman is a Marxist, so I don't know how that would mesh together. He'd be tearing down things, she'd be trying to build them up.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about her, but it was an interesting thought anyway.
Yeah, what I know about her is she's just basically this side of nuts.
Well, not a good choice,
man. Well, keep thinking about it. You'll come up with somebody.
I apologize to all the black people out there.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate your call. Peter in New York. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I called in one of these local liberal talk shows, and they were posing the question as to who people wanted to see Hillary pick as their running mate. And I called in and I said, well, you know, if the bitch didn't have him killed, Vince Foster would have been good.
By the way, I wanted to make mention of this. Peter, this is the only politician that I am just really, I mean, there's a lot of bad ones out there. There's been politicians out there that have done severe damage to this country. But when I describe Hillary Clinton as being a cast iron bitch, I'll never back off of that. Some people, you know, it makes them a little queasy when I say something like that, but she is a dangerous, dangerous woman.
I honestly kind of think that the perfect running mate for Hillary would be Madonna. They're both the same.
How about your own either John Moore or Jack McLean? You never had political aspirations?
People want to. I've gotten emails when I announced the Ron Paul for presidency. They were suggesting that I be vice. No. There's a lot more qualified people out there. I don't think we have to dig to the bottom of the barrel. Not suggesting I'm at the bottom of the barrel, but I think there's a lot more qualified people out there. I don't think we're going to have a problem finding a running mate for Ron Paul.
We could bust Jim Trafficant out of jail.
I thought Jim was out. Isn't he out yet?
I'm not sure.
I haven't heard that he is.
I'll tell you what, that firecracker, he is the only guy, the only politician I have ever interviewed on my radio program, and is simply because of his one-minute speeches from the well of Congress. They only allow 8 minutes of these every day at the opening session of Congress every day. But that guy would get up there and tell more truth in 60 seconds, and could you imagine 435 Congress critters for 1 minute speaking the truth. Yeah.
Are you allowed to run for political office if you have a record?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Not yet,
but they're trying to change that.
Yeah, they are.
Too many of them are crooks.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, thanks for your call, Peter.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for us today, folks. We're flat out of time. Tom DeWeese, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
AmericanPolicy.org. And consider what I was saying to you during one of the breaks.
I'd like to get some more information. We'll talk.
All right. Here. Sounds good. And maybe we can put you up against Medved in his realm out there.
That could be fun.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Uh-huh.
All right. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow I've got Jack and Margie Flynn, Judicial Victories. You don't want to miss this show. And on Friday, Darryl Jamel, Adrian Craig next week, and we're still filling out the schedule for next week. But don't go away. Stay tuned to this radio program. Got a lot of good stuff coming your way. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.